Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Parasha Re'eh. Observe. Week 47, Third Aliyah. If a prophet or one who foretells by dreams appears among you and announces to you a miraculous sign or wonder, and if the sign or wonder of which he has spoken takes place, and he says, "Let us follow other gods," gods you have not known, "and let us worship them," you must not listen to the words of that prophet or dreamer. The Lord your God is testing you to find out whether you love him with all your heart and with all your soul. It is the Lord your God you must follow, and him you must revere. Keep his commands and obey him. Serve him and hold fast to him. Deuteronomy 13, verses 1 through 4. What kind of love does the Eternal want? How is it possible that the Eternal allows a prophet to rise in Israel, make miracles, or foretell the future correctly, and at the same time incite to idolatry? The Torah gives us an answer: to test the people's hearts, to see if there is true love in them. Why do we seek the Eternal? To experience the supernatural, to experience strong emotions, to know things or events about the future. If our devotion towards the Eternal is based on the desire to satisfy our curiosity about the supernatural, or to experience all kinds of ecstatic feelings, ecstasy, or to be able to know things about the future, then we are following the Eternal in the wrong way. These kinds of conditional followers will be faithful only when they experience and see what they want. To purify the people from this type of motivation, the Eternal may allow them to be tested with false prophets who offer all these things in the name of other gods. In this way, those who really belong to the Eternal, who seek him out of love in the good and in the bad times, when there are miracles and when there aren't, when there are strong emotions and when there are none, when knowing what comes in the future or not are proved real. True love to the Eternal is unconditional. We love him because he loved us first, and he called us, and we've decided to be faithful when things go well as when they go bad. And even if someone rises who offers what we would like to have, we are not going to follow any of them just because of those things without testing the depth and the source of their offer. If someone offers you miracles, prophecies, and riches, don't follow him because of that. Check your heart to see if you are faithful to the one. This text from the Torah does not refer to Yeshua because his miracles, his signs, and prophecies weren't aimed at leading the people away from the one, the Father, but to bring them closer to him. Neither were they aimed at creating a new religion. The ones who used the name of Jesus to create a new religion with miracles, signs, and prophecies came much, much later. Unfortunately, many confused the one with the others. Nevertheless, a rabbi warned that this kind of prophets would rise after him and that many would use his name to make miracles and prophecies without obedient hearts. In Matthew 7, verses 15 through 23, it is written about these false prophets. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? In your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?' Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.'" This does not mean that performing miracles and prophesying is wrong. On the contrary, it is good. But what the Torah and the Rabbi, Yeshua, want to say is that not even these things, as good as they are evidence that a person is a true worshiper who loves the Eternal and keeps His commandments. What really shows that a person loves the Eternal is his devotion to obedience and faithfulness, especially in those moments in which supernatural and emotional elements are not present. The last word of his portion of the Torah, translated as "hold fast," is the word for in Hebrew "tidbekun," whose root means to stick, to adhere. Stick. Adhere to the Eternal and don't allow these charismatic sparks lead you to be disobedient to His commandments. By the fruit you will recognize if a prophet is true or false. If the fruit is obedience to the Torah and love for the One, then it is a good fruit indeed. If the fruit is deception, fraud, divorce, fornication, or cult to a man, then don't follow such prophet. Kol Tuv and Shalom.